T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Good morning. Let's go to the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline here on the morning news. Wow, busy morning here to say the least. And Pastor Brian Herron is also busy from Zion Baptist Church, joins us right now on the hotline. Dr. Herron, how are you doing this morning?
Well, how are you?
Well, good to always have you on the show and we get a chance. And gosh, there's so many things. I did want to ask you, though, Brian, as a former member, what would you like to see the Minneapolis City Council do as they continue to be watched really by the nation regarding this transformation of the MPD?
Right. I really would like to see a focus on a plan to deal with the great uptick in violence that we're seeing in our city. And by the way, this uptick in violence in the community seems to be moving across the nation for some reason. But here in Minneapolis, I would really like to see the city council come up with a plan and a strategy to deal with that. Also, what I'd like to see is them take a step back and begin to have discussions and dialogue with community about policing and what they would like to see. I think it's unreasonable and not very thoughtful to talk about defunding the police, particularly when there is no discussion about what will be in its place. So I think they put the cart before the horse. Truly, all of us want to see policing transformed, and truly it needs to be. But this needs to be thoughtful. This doesn't need to be reactionary. It really needs to be something that is very thoughtful because it impacts people's lives. And I think the last thing I'll say is that we have a chief that wants the same thing. And so in my opinion, in our city, we're ahead of the game because we have a chief that wants the same thing and he needs support to do it. And he needs to be respected and talked to on the front end of this conversation. And so I feel like the city council has disrespected the chief. I feel like they have moved quicker than what they should have, because there could have been community dialogue and discussion. And then if it came down to this idea of defunding, then we could have made that move. But I don't think defunding the police is the answer. I think the police department and police culture can really be transformed and can be an extension of the community rather than an occupational force within the community.
Pastor Herron, as we read the letters to the editor regarding our Minneapolis City Council, some argue it needs some formatic changes regarding power shift and maybe the mayor being stronger or whatever. Do you think it needs to be structured differently to get more accomplished?
Well, if right now the mayor is over the police department, so that gives us somebody to hold accountable for the issue of policing. I don't know what other form of structure would work at this point, because if the city council wants to take that power, then that's too many people to be trying to put accountability on. Also, this idea of a safety, some kind of safety commissioner or safety something. Really, what they're doing is inventing stuff that doesn't need to be invented. All you have to do is invest in what you have. You have community crime prevention where you have a civilian and police officer partner. Restructure that, invest in that, because that worked. I used to be a crime prevention specialist, and I worked with my police officer partner, and we worked in the community over south, and really were able to reduce crime, bring neighbors together, and really begin to target, have a more targeted focus with the precincts on where their efforts should be used. And so you have tools at your hand already. Here's the thing. I keep hearing we need to defund the police because we need to take those funds and put them towards the needs within the African-American community and other communities of color. That's crazy, because you don't need to take those funds. What needs to happen is there needs to be a political will and a commitment from the city council, the county, and the state working together to collectively address the disparities and the issues that are within the communities of color. But you don't need to take funds from the police to do that. There has to be the political will to dedicate funds to really addressing the systemic issues within those communities so that we all are able to live well in this city.
You know, Brian, one thing before I let you go, too, certainly not enough time, but do you think there will be a good turnout in the upcoming elections? Are people, particularly our younger people, as President Obama encouraged, ready to make their voices heard on Election Day? What's your feel there?
I pray they are. I pray that there's enough discontent with this divisiveness and that our country will come together and people will vote in the right way, will vote their hearts and vote in the right way to reestablish a civil political environment and a environment that lends towards working for justice. So I'm hopeful and I'm prayerful about it.
Dr. Herron, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate that. Hopefully we'll talk soon again here, and we'll keep an eye on it in the newsroom as well to see what the developing story is out of the special session next week, too. Thank you very much, Pastor.
All right. Thank you so much, sir. Keep doing what you're doing, Dave.
Thank you very much. Pastor Brian Herron from Zion Baptist Church here in the Twin Cities on WCCO. More news coming up next year. Our time is 8:18. Want to get you an update on the weather. That's going to be next in the traffic with O'Neill.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.